She looked at the chain link and at the toes of her parko boots. Not a good match. Summers in Tennessee had taught her that nothing climbed chain link better than cowboy boots. You just stuck the toes straight in and walked right up. The parko boots have toes that aren't narrow enough and only lightly cleated soles. She sits in the dust, unties, tightens, and reties them, taking off the rixons, and knots its sleeves as tightly around her waist as she can. Stands, looking up. Sun at the zenith. She hears an electric bell. Lunch? She hooks her fingers in the chain link and goes up, leaning back and using her body weight to help keep the soles of her boots flat against the fence. It's the hard way, but the only way in these shoes. It hurts, but then the fingers of both hands are around the 2-inch crosspiece at the top, inches below the lower strand of barbed wire. She lets go carefully with her left hand, reaches down, unties the jacket sleeves, and whips the rixons up and over, draping it across the upper strand of wire. She almost loses it, maneuvering to get one leg up and over. But then she has it, straddling the rixons, already feeling the tooth of one barb finding its way through layers of lovingly crafted otaku nylon and mil-spec interlining. Getting the other leg over to this side, the outside, is harder. She makes it an exercise. Smoothness, please. Grace. There is no hurry. There is, because her wrists are trembling. Then she has to unhook the rixons. She could leave it there, but she won't. She tells herself she won't because they'd see where she went over. But really, she just won't. She hears it rip, her feet slip on the chain link, and she lands on her ass in the dust, the rixons in her right hand. She gets up stiffly, looks at the jacket's shredded back, and puts it on. She stops when the sun tells her she's probably 3 hours out from the fence. There's been steadily less vegetation, just more of this dry, reddish soil, no sign of a road, and no water. Her supplies consist of a very nice, hand-turned toothpick from the hotel in Tokyo and a cellophane-wrapped mint she guesses is from London. She's starting to wonder whether this might not be Siberia, and to wish she knew more about Siberia, to allow for a more educated guess. The trouble is, it looks more like her idea of the Australian outback, but more barren. She hasn't seen a bird or bug or anything at all aside from crossing a curve of faint tire tracks about an hour back, which she now thinks she probably should have followed. She sits down in the dust, sucks on her toothpick, and tries not to think about her feet, which hurt like hell. She's got blisters in there she's trying not to think about and certainly doesn't want to look at. She decides she'll try tearing up whatever's inside the rixons to wrap her feet with. She becomes aware of the sound of a jet like part of the landscape and wonders what she might think of it if she didn't know what it was.